Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
God, great big yawn from Safi there. Right, goes without saying, we are back. Thank God for another episode of Goes Without Saying with Safi and Wing. I am Wing, joined by the one and only incredible, stunning, unique, never been done before, Safi.
Hi, I'm Safi.
Living up to the name. And today we're talking about intuition and anxiety. If we can tell the difference between the two, if we should even bother, who knows? We are completely not cut out for this conversation. And you are about to listen to a whole whirlwind of bizarre nonsense. So thank you so much.
Can't wait.
Stay tuned. Hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day wherever you are. Can't wait to hear from you. See you around.
Send us a postcard.
Hey, I feel really nervous. God.
We start with a lot of like nervous energy every time. Is it anxiety or is it intuition?
Honestly. What is that thing? Pitter patter, pitter patter. Honestly, my heart is going pitter patter, pitter patter. Okay, how do I begin? I'm literally, my hands are shaking. I don't think I can begin.
I mean, we couldn't be more relaxed. I mean, Wing's literally horizontal. She's lying down in bed recording this.
Literally lying down. That is honestly purely me lying down in bed, but my hands are shaking. Like, so relaxed, snuggled in a blanket, but I'm shitting myself. We first had this conversation, if you wouldn't mind me taking us back a couple years, in the University of Sussex library when Safi and Wing, it was operating under a whole different name. This is like 4 rebrands in the past.
We really thought we were onto something, like we really weren't. It's like, no, you're gonna need to change that name.
Oh, we really thought we did something.
That name that you think you love now will change infinitely until you settle on Safi and Wing, goes without saying.
So insane. And we would do that quite often in the way that we would feel like we could answer like a big universal question in a kind of 5-minute lunch break. Like,
yeah.
What is anxiety versus intuition? Oh, I've got just the thing. Answer, put it out there.
Do you want to go get a tea and we can solve that in the queue?
Yeah.
And by the time our teas are ready to drink, we'll have the answers.
Honestly.
In between writing like our dissertations, we'd be like, right.
Oh, it was mental.
Should we just take a quick break and figure out some of life's problems? It's like, and post them on our tiny little Instagram.
I don't know what our feelings were then, but I know we're going to have a pretty interesting, I think, discussion on anxiety and intuition now, just because I feel like there's so much anxiety.
Very little intuition.
I'd like to think there's so much intuition. Well, how are you feeling these days? Can you fill us in? I feel like, just catch us up on what's new with you.
What's new with me? Well, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of house talk going on this podcast at the moment, because turns out, I mean, the world just wanted to throw our houses in the bin. You've just had some great news about your house, though.
I hope so. I hope so. That's all I'll say, is just, if you could do me the kindness of keeping me in your well wishes, just hope so with me.
Maybe just like throw some, if you're handing out well wishes, I wouldn't mind some of
I wouldn't mind some. But yeah, you're in a good situation.
Do you think? I feel like I'm in quite a shit situation, but maybe that is just a, like, we might get evicted. That's fine.
Honestly, delusional best friend over here. Someone's getting evicted and I'm like, I feel like you're in a great situation. This is so exciting.
Don't know where I'm going to be living in a few months, but it's all fine. It's just basically we've got, oh, maybe I'll just tell this. I've got a fucking psycho neighbour.
You know what? I think you should tell this, just so we've got some sort of hard evidence, just in case, God forbid, anything happens to you.
Some record for when he inevitably breaks in. So basically, I live in 221 at this street. I live in like a it's we live above someone else, so it's like a maisonette. Mm-hmm. Does that sound shit? Kind of is shit.
No, it's God, guys, it's stunning.
It's well, we might be evicted, so it's stunning no more. So basically, we're a very quiet house. There's four of us. Well, not even right. Let me start from the beginning. We're not even that made it sound like we're fucking bores. Okay, so down below in house on the floor ground, there is a man, a crazy man with his kind of silent girlfriend, who I hear him slagging off and screaming at every night. Whenever she's out the house, I hear him have parties, and he's like, oh, she's got no fucking friends anyway. He's South African, but that was Australian. God. Accent. Wait, let me get into the accent.
Kind of escape from Pretoria. You're Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, I'm going to channel my inner Daniel Radcliffe. So basically, she's like, her friends hate her anyway. She's bad in bed, says crazy shit like this when she's out the house. So I'm just listening here, like, this man.
He doesn't know that he's got the Seffy from Seffy and Wing living just above him, taking notes and exposing him on the pod.
Listening to his every word.
Mess with the wrong podcaster.
And one day I'm going to go to his girlfriend and say, you've got to break up with this guy. He's absolutely crazy. They're probably in their like 40s, and I hear them, they have the craziest parties in COVID times, just saying, where outside there are people shouting foreskin, foreskin. And it's just like, what is going on?
Sounds great.
But I just laugh at it because it's funny. I just think that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
They've called us cunts through the floorboards. They once came to our door, 4 a.m. said, I can, and the woman came up and said, I can hear you fucking pissing. It's like, well, I can't pee any quieter. Can't do that any quieter.
God, I love it. Well, it's not her that's the problem.
Well, yeah, but I think he probably sent her around that time.
Oh, absolutely.
Every Saturday night, they played the song Saturday Night. Da, 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 da. Hey, baby.
You're making them sound quite great, to be honest. They're sounding quite funny at this point.
They're crazy. They just shout up stuff. They're mental. But I do quite like them. Bear in mind, okay, so basically, they're really loud. We're really quiet. They went to our estate agents and said, please, could you get the carpets redone? Because we can hear them fucking pissing. And we can hear them every movement. Their light switch is going off. They're nuts. So we're having to move out for a load of days so we can have these floors redone, which we don't really give a shit about anyway. Just for this crazy man. Just so he doesn't break in and beat us up in the night.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's been pretty aggressive, hey?
He's been crazy. But now they're just like, right, we might just evict you because it's cheaper. And we're like, okay, cool.
So it's all going well.
Cool. All for this maniac man. But yeah, so it's not really going that well, but it's fine.
Well, sorry for bringing it up, really.
Saturday night.
Don't know what I thought I was doing there. But we just want the updates, you know. We want to extend our well wishes to you. We want to just, you know.
It's fine. I think I'm in the thing where, you know, when it's almost like so much is going wrong that nothing's going wrong.
Uh-huh.
All areas of my life right now seem to be kind of crumbling before my very eyes. So I'm just kind of like, cool, let it crumble.
Yeah.
How the cookie crumbles, you know.
Yeah, just sit back, relax. Yeah, honestly. Stunning. How's your anxiety and your intuition been recently?
I would say anxiety 1, intuition 0. What about you?
Yeah, same here, really. I don't really know about intuition these days.
I think I can see intuition with us in hindsight.
That's the thing.
Which is useless. Absolutely useless.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But I can be like, ah, that was intuition.
Right. Well, so interesting house story on my end. There was this is still up in the air, so let's not get attached to everybody. So found this stunning, stunning, perfect place. Sent pictures to Seffi. I was like, this is perfect. She was like, this is perfect. I was like, it is perfect. Everything is perfect for my Dudley special day. However, the whole time, all I was saying to Seffi, all I was saying to everyone was like, I just feel like I'm not going to get it. Like, we're not going to get it. Like, somebody's just going to, they're going to choose somebody else over us. Like, it's just not going to work, et cetera, et cetera. Cut to, we didn't get it. And that's where the story ends. Saw this beautiful plan A, wanted it so bad. And because I wanted it so bad, I was like, it's unrealistic for us. It's never going to work for me. Like, they're going to choose somebody else. Like, it's just going to fall through. It's not going to happen. Found this plan B just came out of nowhere. Like, don't even remember booking the viewing. I just got a call saying, like, just to confirm your viewing later at 3 p.m. And I was like, all right, I'll go. Hadn't even seen pics. Went. It was great. Really impressed. They said they've had loads of people apply for it. So I was like, right, well, we're not going to get it then. Applied anyway. 5 minutes later, they were like, yeah, they want you. You're in. So I was like, oh my God, okay. So we were in on that one. Still had the hopes of our plan A. my dream stunning location, beautiful. Oh, just so stunning. We were like, let's just sign on to this plan B, and then plan A will get back to us, whatever. Like, we know that, you know, it's worked out. Plan A got back to us. We didn't get it. Very disappointed. Sad faces all around. Commiserations all around. Ice cream lifestyle nowhere to be seen. But it's fine. I came to a place of acceptance. I had a picture of my boyfriend standing outside of that house. And the other night, I deleted it. Because
the dream was dead.
The dream was dead. Let it die. Honestly, what is dead may never die, or whatever the silly Game of Thrones thing is. But just let it die. Like, I don't even want to see it anymore. I just want to get excited for this new place, etc.
What is dead may never die.
Literally deleted that picture. The next day, my boyfriend gets a call saying, "Hi, the people who had signed on to your plan A have no longer gone through with it. The situation has changed. Are you still up for it? Because we want you."
Yes, yes, a million times, yes.
Yes, yes, a million times, yes. Yes, over. So now that's happening. So we're back in. And I just, Sevi and I keep saying, it's the classic thing of you come to a place of acceptance. Mm. Or you want something. You're desperado singing on Monte Carlo. It's not going to happen. The minute you accept, you know what, I'm fine without it. I'm happy. It's all good.
It's going to come right to you.
The universe is like, all right, here you go then. Go on then.
I was like, okay, now you calm down a bit. You can have it. It's kind
honestly
of a naughty child. It's like, well, once you fucking calm down, time out. Calm down, and then you can get it.
Literally.
But when you're in this state, you're not having it, mate.
But I knew at the time, my anxiety was running right. I kept saying, like, all I'm putting out into the universe, if that's what we're doing, all I'm putting out there is, like, fear and desperation, and just, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah. And, like, I need this house or nothing will go right. I need it.
I know they're gonna choose someone else.
Yeah.
And they did choose somebody else. But I still, part of me felt like, oh, that's weird. Like, I did think it was kind of meant to be, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it circled back around. So, hey, I mean, still might get rejected a second time. Who knows?
It's so fucking true that it is the second you accept, oh, I'm actually okay without this, that things just fall into place, which is the hardest thing to do. Because we were just saying as well that it's like, you know when you're giving out desperation vibes. Desperate vibes, desperation, oh. Desperado vibes.
Yeah.
You know when you're doing it, but you literally can't stop. Not you, one, cannot stop. It's like, oh my God, I literally cannot stop giving out just like absolute fear and desperation. I can't stop it, mate.
Honestly, like, what is wrong with me? But literally though, yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
It's like when I've made up my mind that I need something and I've fixated on that as the thing I'm dependent on for happiness, I'm clinging on with all my might.
You're already convinced you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
Like, you're desperate for it, while simultaneously being like, but I know I'm not going to get it. I know that's just not going to happen for me.
Yeah.
It's like, well, there we go then.
You've just sealed your fate in those very words.
Mm. So there we go, hey? The battle of anxiety and intuition continues.
So one of the themes that I saw in the answers when we asked what's the difference between intuition and anxiety, there was a lot of, like, discourse, I'll say, around, like, the head and the heart. You can identify them by your intuition is from the heart, but your anxiety is from the head, which part of me agrees with, because I really do like the thing of, like, follow your heart. Mm-hmm. And I do think the head is, like, a complete mess at a lot of times. But there was also quite a lot of conversation between, like, a push and a pull.
Ooh.
That anxiety feels like a push, but intuition feels like a pull.
Ooh, okay, I like that.
Which I love.
Yeah, that's interesting. Who said that? God.
Someone that said that was Pippi Eats, if you are familiar with Pippi Eats.
Oh, lovely.
So everyone go and follow Pippi Eats. She makes amazing noodles.
What are the chances? It sounded like you said.
Yeah, that really sets us up. Who said that? Well, it just so happens it's a huge chef.
I didn't think I was actually going to get an answer.
We would love to go to one of her noodle events in Manchester. Just done a pop-up, I believe.
How crazy. That's great, though. A push and a pull. Okay, so can you explain that to me? If only Pippi was here. Oh, now it sounds like she's coming.
I actually have her on the phone.
Yeah.
Pippi, so what do you think about this pushing and pulling thing? Well, I feel like what I'm understanding that as is that it's like almost just the idea of ease, that it's intuition feels like things are pulling towards you, like universal energies pulling at the strings of you, being like, come over here, like little whispers from the universe. Whereas anxiety is like, nope, this isn't for you, fucking shove out the window.
Or you're getting pulled away from something.
Anxiety has a lot of fear and almost like a violence to it.
Ooh.
And intuition is like this easy breezy, like things will pull you in certain directions, and it's almost more like, mm-hmm, you feel like you're following a path rather than getting rejected from certain things that weren't for you.
I love that. My fear with the conversation of anxiety versus intuition is almost the classic kind of too much navel gazing gets you nowhere type situation, in the way of like, we're getting a bit too meta about something. It's almost like if we had never pulled into question what is anxiety and what is intuition and how can you tell the difference, then you wouldn't have spent so much time thinking about it. But almost the more you think about it, do we just drive ourselves? Do we get scared of ourselves? Because, yeah, we asked on the story, do you trust yourself? And let me actually get up the stat.
I thought this was really interesting that you asked this, because I didn't know what question you were going to ask. But this has been a big theme.
Yeah.
For me recently that I've been talking about to you, which I guess we'll get into. But
32% of people said no, they don't trust themselves. And I do in part feel like this kind of conversation will only fuel that. So feel free to close this app at any time, because...
Do you think it fuels the not trusting of yourself? Because I feel like it helps me trust myself more.
Well, I think it absolutely can help. I think that's the aim, is that it helps and you get to know yourself better, and we can like maybe more accurately like decipher between the two. I think that's really important. But I also think, I think for a lot of people, it brings out a discomfort of, oh shit, well, I don't know the difference. You know, I couldn't tell. I didn't know what was anxiety and what was in. I could never, I didn't know that. Fuck. Well, now I don't know who to trust.
And it polarizes them.
Exactly.
It makes it seem like there's this binary of, this is purely anxiety, this is purely intuition. But actually there is a mix. And also, like, the scary thing about anxiety is that it like camouflages itself as intuition.
Exactly.
You can easily confuse your anxiety for intuition and your intuition for anxiety.
Well, it's kind of every voice in your head is very easily disguising itself as you, a voice in your head, but it's one of them is kind of a really horrible mean old critic of yourself, one of them is a sweet little baby who didn't do anything right. Yeah. Do you know, there's a million versions of you, like there's a million iterations of you living in your head. Some of them are louder than the others, and I just feel like, I don't know, is like disconnecting them and like trying to unpack them, I think it can be a dangerous old game we're playing here, hey?
I agree. I think it's important to know when you're operating out of anxiety and intuition, but maybe that there aren't these two like giant forces. Although I kind of think there are these forces that are pulling you in certain directions and that are fucking with you.
Well, some people just won't believe in intuition at all.
Yeah. Well, because it has like a fake quality to it.
Some people don't believe in anxiety, I guess.
Yes, so fucking true.
Welcome to our parents' generation.
Yeah. How many people said they didn't trust themselves?
It was 32% of people.
Trusted themselves or didn't trust themselves?
Don't trust themselves. It's quite a lot.
It is a lot. That is a lot.
In our ranks. What's your thing with trust at the moment? Can you tell us a bit about that or not really?
Yeah, no, I'll get into it. With that though, I feel like it depends what day you'd catch someone on as well, of like, kind of, yeah, I trust myself on the Monday. By the Thursday, oh boy, no.
Uh-huh.
Like, it just depends.
Definitely.
But no, I'm having a bit of a thing with like trust at the moment, isn't trust of myself, because I spoke ages ago on the podcast about like potentially being autistic, and I do think there's like a big thing with trusting myself in that it's like, if the way I perceive the world is different, I'm being confirmed that it's different from everyone that I speak to. So there's an element of like, well, okay, so what I see is wrong then. And then I think also just feeding into that is that I had a therapy session a couple weeks ago now that was kind of confirmed to me. I know this sounds dumb, but because I've been saying on the podcast for ages I have body dysmorphia, but it confirmed, it's like, no, I do actually. It's not that I think I'd been viewing it as like, oh, I'm a fat person that can't accept being fat, but I think I realized the other day that it's like, oh no, I'm not that. I'm actually, the way I see myself is inaccurate, the way that I have a dysmorphic view of stuff. So I think I'm having this whole thing at the moment where it's like my perception of things, my perception of the world and my perception of conversations, my perception of myself and my own body is inaccurate. So it's sort of like, so I'm being told that I'm dysmorphic in like a few ways, so how can I trust myself then? If I know that my thing is inaccurate, my view is inaccurate, what do I do from there then?
What now? Yeah.
So like, okay, so it's hard to be like, oh, I trust myself. It's like, well, no, I actually really, really like, I'm quite distrustful of myself. Did that make sense?
Makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. But also I think we were saying the other day, and you said a really important thing about, just because your perception is different doesn't mean that it's wrong.
That's what I have a hard time seeing.
And obviously with your body dysmorphia, that's, you know, different. But I think in life, and if we're going to talk about your autism, I think you're right in saying that it doesn't mean your perception is wrong. It doesn't mean that you got it wrong or it's not right. It can just be different. But I completely, it's hard because as well, all of those things will feed into one another.
Well, I think that's just, because they're just two big things that I'm kind of like, right, okay. Body dysmorphia, it's like, yeah, okay, I want to get to the bottom of that, solve that. I can't live my life with this forever. And I have been living my whole teenage adult life with it. But autism, it's like, well, it's not a solving thing. It's not a solving thing. It's kind of learning to live with the fact that for the rest of my life and my whole life to date, people are going to be like, you've got a unique perception. But it's like, yeah, but that kind of means a wrong perception. Like, it kind of means a distorted wrong.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not stupid.
Yeah, it's like, I know people are saying it's different.
I know what you're saying.
Like, the whole thing of like different is like, I know people are saying different, but what they actually mean is wrong. Like, mm-hmm, I know that's mm-hmm. not it. That's not almost the PC thing to say of like, oh no, Everett, you're different, kind
right,
of.
Right, yeah. It's just hard, isn't it? Because at what point does autism end and you begin? Do you know what I mean? How can I say, oh, I like this bit of you and that's your autism? Do you know what I mean? Like, that's just silly.
Yeah.
But it's not like, you're just, yeah, it's not like you're just like this, oh my God, such a flawed person. Like, where are my good characteristics? Do you know what I mean? Well, you obviously are flawed, but there's a million amazing things about you. Goes without saying.
Okay, honestly, let's name them.
No, but it's true.
But I think that those two things, just talking about like trust of yourself, it's hard to be like, so I completely relate to the whatever 30 something percent of people that are like, no, I don't really trust myself, because it's hard to trust yourself in a world where you're kind of being told you're just a bit shifted, like your perception is shifted, or like, oh no, like how you've been viewing your body for the last 15 years is like fundamentally not even like mm-hmm. a wrong perception. It's like, no, it's wrong. It's like inaccurate. It's wrong. It's like, well, what's going on in here then? It's a mess.
Do you think though that having, you've definitely got more, like you've got more of a grasp now, at least on not trusting yourself. Now you identify, okay, there are lots of ways that I don't trust myself. From a few years ago, I feel like you had the feeling of not trusting yourself, but you didn't necessarily articulate that.
Have the reasons. Uh-huh. Yeah, totally. Totally, totally. There'd be so many things where I would get so upset of like,
mm-hmm.
There was one that happened, speaking of the library, Sussex Library, there was one that happened that I, my friend like really fancied this boy, really, are we in year 8?
Oh, the library.
Like this boy, and we had like a code name for him, and I was like, oh yeah, because of blah, 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 said his name. And they were like, shut up, that code name's like so obvious, like uh-huh. people are listening. And I was like, what the hell? Like, no one's around, we're using a code, like no one can hear.
Oh, Zephyr. So
and I got really upset because I wasn't really yeah. understanding why they were so triggered by it. They were like, stop, like you're gonna fuck this up. And I was like, how am I gonna fuck it up? I'm using a really clever code name. And I got so upset. Well, I got upset because I'd upset them, and it was like I made it all about me. But I was really, I think, confused for ages of like, but
yeah,
I don't know. It was just an example of like, yeah, the way I'm seeing this, there's a whole group of people that are telling me, stop. And I'm like, how?
Yeah.
How though? Like, I wasn't getting it.
And now, loudly, by the way, in a library, quietest place.
Quiet place. A quiet place.
A quiet place too.
Yeah. But I think that then it takes me 2 seconds to step out of it and be like, oh God, yeah, okay, actually, how would I feel if blah, 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 blah? Like all mm-hmm. of that, like what if the code isn't as watertight as you think it is?
Yeah, it takes you a second to put yourself in just any, in different shoes. Just takes you a second to register just something else.
Yeah, I don't really know what it is. It just takes me, I have to actively kind of be like, so just let's hypothetically imagine that you liked this guy.
You're Shane Dawson's sociopath.
Yeah, literally, like an issue with empathy. I don't know if I like that though. That seems really horrid, but I don't know.
It's not. It's like,
no, I don't know if it is an issue of empathy. It's that I can't.
Empathy makes it sound emotional. It makes you sound like you don't care about other people, and you do care about other people. Yeah.
So much.
And I think that's fine to say that you, it doesn't come very naturally to you to immediately think of other situations or other perspectives.
Oh God, no, I don't like this at all. No, I don't like this at all.
What? Why?
Horrible. It sounds like I'm a sociopath.
No, it's honestly. Well, I mean, it's up to you, but I think it's honestly.
Because I don't think it, because I don't, I do really, I think I feel it like loads though, like other people's things. It
no,
just
you
takes
do, that's
me
what
a...
I'm saying. Yeah, you've got all the care. Yes, 100%. But you don't naturally put like, think of another perspective.
Instantly, yeah.
But you always care about them. Always. Goes without saying. Yeah.
Okay, that can go in. That whole bit. I don't like that. I'm not Shane Dawson. I'm not a
sociopath. You're not. You're not. You're not. No, it obviously. Goes without saying. This is what I always say to you as well, is the thing of, I signed up to do this with somebody. Like, if you think that I'm like a logical, reasonable person, or like I would be smart in myself, I wouldn't sign up to have literally a life partnership with someone who I didn't trust or I thought didn't give a shit about people and blah, blah, blah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. God. It's so nuts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My therapist was having a go at me but... my therapist was saying the other day, like, because I was talking about, God knows what I was talking about, basically, but she was saying, every time you talk down on yourself or, like, think negatively about yourself, you're actually insulting your friends, your boyfriend. She was like, how does your boyfriend feel when you're saying, like, you know what, like, if I can't see why you're with me, which is, like, not necessarily how I feel most of the time, by the way. I just want to make that very clear.
Yeah.
But, you know, you guys know, like, just your little fleeting darkest moments of
general low self-esteem moments.
Exactly, yeah, we've all got it. She was saying, like, that's insulting to him to be like, you've obviously, I don't trust you, I don't trust that you would pick someone good.
Yeah,
you've obviously got bad taste, like, you've picked the wrong thing for yourself. It's like,
you've got bad taste, you're tasteless.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's insulting. Because, and she was saying to me, actually, she was saying, how would you feel, I haven't told you this, Steffi, but she said, how would you feel if someone was saying to you, this podcast thing you're doing is completely wrong for you, by the way, like, I you know, don't see, like, why have you done that, like, God, that's the wrong thing for you, blah, 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 like, you've completely got that wrong. It's like, no, because it's great and because I love it and I know it's right for me. And it's like, yeah, well, that's how people feel about you listening, you know.
Oh, that's stunning.
Does that make sense?
Sort of.
Just in the way that if I was saying to, like, oh, I don't know why Steffi likes me, blah, 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 which is not, like, I think I know why you like me, but anyway, if I was like, oh, I don't know why, you know, just low self-esteem, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
It's as if, you know, it's like I'm saying to you, well, why have you chosen this person as your friend? You know, why, you? That's so silly, like... That was the bad idea. That's wrong. You shouldn't have done that, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, if someone came to me and insulted something that I love, that I know is right for me.
You defend it to the death. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
To the death. To my dying day.
Yeah, I love that. It's so true. It is so true.
Still a bit shaken up about the Shane Dawson.
Still want to make it very clear. No, I'm joking.
But I think it's...
I don't care.
No, look, it's fine. Just a journey of getting... It's a journey of self-discovery. Aren't we all on that journey?
Exactly. And God knows what we'll discover.
Oh, God, with the most scared face.
Oh, God. Shut it down.
So we obviously asked on the story, blah, 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 blah. Follow us at Steffi and Wing on Instagram.
goes without saying. This message, there are a few messages. There's a couple that I wanted to read out. But before I do, I just almost want to acknowledge the fact that I just love that this space is very much like a space of tough love. And like, if we're laughing with you, we're laughing at ourselves. And like, I very much feel a very, there's camaraderie here,
yeah,
in our struggles. It's a very universal struggle, I feel like.
We haven't said it in a while, but we are all living the same life. We used to say that quite a lot.
We're all out here living the same life. Yeah, it's completely a judgment-free zone. I often put on the story. It's a judgment-free zone.
Zone.
Goes without saying. Well, anyway, here's a whole lot of judgment. Someone said, when I started seeing my ex, he told... This is a red flag that they ignored or whatever.
Got it. Yeah, yeah.
That we asked for on the story. This person said, when I started seeing my ex, he told me he didn't believe in apologies.
Oh, my God.
I have nothing to say. That's the thing. It's just like, it's just laughable. It's just like, you couldn't write it.
Oh, my God.
I don't believe in apologies.
You actually, what you're saying is you don't believe in accountability.
Being held accountable, yeah.
I just don't believe that I could do anything wrong.
I don't believe in suffering for my wrongdoings, actually. Yeah. I believe in an easy life for me and a terrible life for the person who chooses to be with me.
Oh, my God.
How insane is that?
That's one of the craziest things you could, like, not believe in, I feel.
Yeah, not that I don't believe in God, I don't believe in diets, I don't believe in apologies.
Do you know what my grandma doesn't believe in? It always made, like, used to make me laugh as a kid. My grandma doesn't believe in sun cream.
Oh, that's a bad one. God.
She's like, that does not work. It's a really bad one to have. She's like, it doesn't do anything.
This one I just wanted to, I feel like we can actually have a conversation about this. I feel like you're going to love this, Seffi. Because it's a bit spookster. It's a bit like, God, was that a sign from the universe? Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
So this person said, when I was dating someone who wasn't right for me, I got sick after every time we met.
Fuck. I love it, I love it, I love it.
Isn't that crazy? You're allergic?
Your body is, yeah, your body is rejecting his presence.
Wow.
You're ill because of him.
Isn't that mental?
Yeah, you're allergic to him.
Not compatible.
I love shit like that. What I love is, like, your body knowing things before your mind knows them.
Right, here's the thing. This might be a bit TMI. Mm-hmm. But the other day... So I'm really on it with tracking, like, my period, my cycle, just everything. I, like, live for that kind of stuff. Like, I'm so into it. Like, I know everything to the day. Where my cervix is, what's up with that, everything. I'm all over it. Just find it fascinating. And it's the classic thing of, like, you will not be withdrawing information. Like, you will not be withholding information about my body from me.
No. Yeah.
I will find it out for myself. Thank you very much. So anyway, love it. The other day I was fertile. It was my fertile time. Very fertile.
Fertile soil.
Yeah, obviously the soil was fertile. And I walked into the room, or my boyfriend walked into the room. I don't know, he's not gonna like me saying this. If you know us in real life, just stop listening. You should have stopped listening 10 minutes ago. My boyfriend walked into the room and his penis got hard. I didn't want to say bone.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
It's awful. But nothing happened. Like, and I wasn't looking good. Like, it was not like a thing.
It's your fertile energy.
And I didn't even say this to him, but I thought that after. I thought, can you, is it pheromones? Is it, you can...
He can sense it.
He can sense it like a little dog.
He's on heat. That is really horrible, but also I completely think it would be your fertile energy.
But it's kind of the same thing as, like, you know, when you're seeing some, or like you've got a big crush on someone, and it's just they smell so good.
Oh,
like,
God,
it's just too
God,
much.
Don't we know?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't put it past this situation for someone to be vomiting.
Yeah.
After, do you know what I mean? Like, if I can see it happening in a positive way, it does kind of make sense for it to be happening in a kind of repellent negative way.
Yeah.
People you just are not clicking with.
It's your body being like, not this guy.
Yeah. Or girl.
I do find pheromones, like the conversation around pheromones, so fucking interesting. Like,
it's interesting, right?
My friend once knew this person. She was like, to me they smell of shit. They smell of shit. And everyone else was like, no, they literally don't smell of shit.
Wow.
And it was so funny because it's like, yeah, you probably smell of shit to them.
Yeah, yeah.
There are probably people that you've walked past that think you smell of shit.
Well, that's lovely.
Like, that's crazy.
That's lovely. Thank you. Yeah, how But how fucking weird is that?
I love that. Like, I do love things where it's kind of like this body-soul connection that kind of your mind's a bit left out of. Like, your mind kind of gets it, like, in the post 2 days late. It's like, oh, I've been sick because of that.
When it's too late. Yeah, God.
But, like, your body knew. It was like, this guy's fucking, he's gaslighting you.
Yeah, yeah.
He says he doesn't believe in apologies.
Makes me sick. Yeah, it's mental. Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
Like, diarrhea for days after he said he didn't believe in apologies.
Have you ever had that?
Where I've been sick?
Well, I know, I really doubt you, but I think I would know about it. But like, have you ever, even not in a romantic, you know, just in life?
Oh, I was gonna say, I think the ick, the terms of the ick, is actually just your intuition being like, not this guy, oh my God.
I agree, but then I also think the ick is also like kind of toxic masculinity. It's kind of, men aren't allowed to use printers at home.
They are not. Men are not allowed to be spun around in the chair at the hairdresser.
It's like, why? Because they're only allowed to go hunting for your food and then put babies inside of you. Do you know what I mean? But I agree. I think the ick is actually interesting because a lot of people don't like the combo.
Of the ick.
Of the ick, yeah.
Go on.
Well, they're like, it's mean. It's like bullying or whatever.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. Too right.
It is. Yeah. You're literally saying someone makes you physically sick because of something very normal they did. It is the definition of mean.
It's not kind, is it?
But it's also the definition of quite real.
Well, anyway, yeah, have you ever had that situation where
your body's warning signing you?
Yeah, or even like, have you had like a really strong intuition about anything? You know what? I'll throw something wholesome out there, which I feel like I always do. Oh,
I was going to throw out something to do with a murder. So go on, throw out the wholesome thing.
Well, let me quickly say something wholesome, which I always say the same thing, but I feel like I really had a real buzz, the real electricity feeling when we were starting this kind of space. Yeah. All those iterations ago when it wasn't called Seffy and Wing and it was absolutely atrocious. It was the worst thing I've ever seen and I couldn't have loved it more.
Yeah, same. We couldn't have been getting more signals from the people around us saying, honestly, stop. We were losing friends. Honestly, they were dropping like flies.
Left and right.
And we said, we got to do this. I don't know why. Everyone hates me for it and I've got to do it.
Red flag central. What's this murder that you saw?
Oh, the murder. This is an example of my intuition. But it's actually my whole family's intuition and two of my friends as well.
Was it someone in... Oh, no, don't worry.
No, go on.
No, I was going to say, was it someone in the back garden? But I feel like that's someone else's story.
No, but I love the sound.
My friend said that her grandma really didn't like this guy on the end of the street. Like, really didn't like him. Like, everyone else loved him, thought he was so great. And then it came out that he had buried his wife in the back garden.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you can see that when a whole town of people are like, we love him, you just know, the murderer.
Yeah, but don't you think that's always weird? Because, sorry, I really do want to hear your murder story.
No, no, go on.
But it is the kind of the classic thing of, I always say to, like, my boyfriend and like, it just in the way that evil people walk among us, because terrorists, the people are always like, I love Dave, he's a great guy, I never would have saw him doing that. You do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, these people aren't dumb. Like,
yeah, definitely,
these people aren't like,
we don't look at them and think nutter,
the villains that you see in movies. Yeah, yes. Anyway, go on, what's your murder story?
I think that's why to be wary of someone that is like loved on someone that basically, there's someone in this town that I live in, not London, my hometown, that is like very much seen as like a local do-gooder, like the charity man of the town. And I just fucking know there's something so weird going on here. Like,
it's weird, isn't it, though?
It's a bit of a bizarre scene, actually.
It's just the classic thing of, I guess we'll never know. Like, if it's intuition, like, we'll probably never know.
A need to be seen as good signifies to me that you're actually bad and you're trying to cover it up.
Covering up evil, yeah. Well, go on, what's this murder? I'm desperate now.
The murder thing. So my mum, me and two of my friends once went camping one night in quite a weird place that isn't really a camping place. Like on the top of these hills.
It's kind of someone's back garden.
No, it's like real, real countryside, middle of nowhere. We were going to set off these like lanterns that now it's known they're terrible for the environment. We wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, there you go.
We wouldn't have done it.
That's why all the turtles are dead. Thanks, Seffy.
Sorry, I'm responsible. It was like, oh, okay, we're going to set off these lanterns. And we were going to do like a bit of like a sort of pagan ritual as a bit of, because my mum's a bit, ooh, sort of like that sort of vibe. I think it was probably summer solstice, you know, a bit of a whole thing.
No one is shocked.
No one is shocked at all. We'd set everything up and we'd like got all the food. It was like late at night by this point and we were all ready to camp there.
This sounds scary now.
And suddenly, like, we started to get a feeling. We were like, we shouldn't be here.
Oh.
All of us were like, we've got to leave.
Oh,
like, we've actually got to leave. And it was weird because we camp all the time in like weird places. And like, that was a real thing I've done throughout my whole life. Like, we'd camp on all kinds of creepy old places. But like this night, we were just like, something's not right. We left and we, like, the whole way home, we were like, oh, like, I'm so glad. Like, I really did feel like a relief in me the more we were getting away from it.
Why did you want to leave? It felt unsafe.
It was like, we have to go, basically. It was like, it was Prince Harry being like, pack your bags, we've got to go.
It's your favourite fantasy. Pack your bags, we're leaving now. It's not safe here.
But it wasn't my favourite fantasy because a girl got murdered that night, like, literally, like, 50 metres from where we were. Oh, or, no, I don't even know if she got murdered there. Her body got dumped there. I don't know if dumped is respectful. Her body got left there.
No, so disrespectful.
Dumped.
Great story, but the most disrespectful thing we've ever
said. Well,
wow.
Yeah, it's fucking mental. A girl got, like, she didn't get murdered there, but yeah, her body got laid to rest, shall we go there.
But that also doesn't work because that's the opposite of what he was doing, probably.
Yeah, no, super 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 fucked up. But it was just that feeling of thank fuck we left, like, even though it's like the crossing of paths there, it's like, but it's just like, I'm so fucking glad we weren't there, obviously, goes without saying, but just what the fuck.
This is probably really sick. I don't know if this is right to say, but going back to pheromones, I wonder if it was like a bodily, like, if you were near a dead body, could you tell that sort of thing?
No, because it was later that evening. It hadn't happened yet.
Oh, right.
It happened later that evening, about like 3 a.m, but we left by like midnight sort of thing.
Oh, God, I do not like this.
But we like completely avoided the whole thing, obviously, because otherwise I'd be telling this in court, but it's kind of not on podcast. But it was mental, like, I'm like, just the fact that we had camped in loads of places before and stuff, but it was just the fact that it was suddenly like, right, pack up the tent, no, we're not doing this. Like, it's crazy to unpack and then be like, nope, we're packing
it
up.
It is, yeah,
in the middle of the night as well,
when you're making that decision. Oh my God, do you remember that time that I came back to the house in Brighton and I was like, I've just been in a bus accident.
Oh my
Do you
God.
Remember that?
Yeah.
So I got on this bus. If you know Sussex University, you'll know. But if you don't, then you won't. But
the buses are a fucking nightmare, basically.
One of the buses takes you around the Amex Stadium, going around the Amex Stadium, and then you come like through into town. So this bus pulled up and I was like, not this bus.
Yeah, something about that bus.
And I looked at the driver and I was like, not this driver. Like...
It was a woman. Oh, there's something about this driver.
Do you know what I mean?
Doesn't, like, make me feel safe.
Yeah. I don't know why. I just feel like they don't know what they're doing and they should be back in the kitchen. But the bus was full. Like, not full, but there was a comfortable amount of people. I wasn't on my own. Like, all of the signs were telling me, like, just get on the bus, it's fucking fine, you weirdo.
But something in your belly's going, no.
Something in my belly. So, got on the bus... I was like, baby in a pram, there's like little old ladies in the back, there's like loads of students, it's all good. And we're approaching the Amex, which is like, I don't know, like the first fucking stop, basically.
It's also kind of the middle of nowhere, the opposite direction to anyone needs to go that lives in Brighton.
Yeah, it's like kind of 6 stops away from where we were living at the time. It's a long old way away. And I was like, I'm just going to get off here and I'll get the next bus that comes. And as we were coming off, like, around the roundabout toward the Amex, we literally went up on the whole bus, essentially, like, tipped. On, like, the baby came out of the fucking pram, like, people were screaming, we're up on the curb, people swerving, beeping, like... And as I was flying through the air, I was thinking, oh, yeah, this is the part where we crash.
That is so weird.
Oh, yeah, this is the part where that happens.
So
it was
weird.
Just like, oh, yeah, this is that bit. This is that bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, like, it was like I'd seen it happen. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember this bit. This is the bit where I kind of go flying.
Like, this is why I wanted to get off before this happened.
Yeah. I pressed the thing to get off.
That is so weird that you pressed... Imagine you press the button, that's what made it crash. It starts with the driver. You go tumbling.
Maybe. If you've seen the film The Butterfly Effect, that film fucked me up when I was like 14. It's like that. I did not need to see that.
Honestly, same.
But it's the kind of the idea that like one decision trickles into another decision that trickles onto another decision, which is why I was kind of saying at the beginning, like spending too much time thinking about what's intuition and what's anxiety, and if you misread signs and all of that, it can really like do you in. Like, I think it can really send you spiraling, actually.
It's kind of, to name another film, have you seen Sliding Doors?
No, but you've definitely told me about it before.
That's weird that I've told you about it before, because it really, I feel like it didn't make an impact on me, but maybe it really did. The fact I'm bringing it up on a podcast.
Well, it's kind of the classic, yeah, go on.
Well, it's just that idea that it's fucking Gwyneth Paltrow, and she doesn't get, there. Basically it's like two different plot lines that starts off the same, and one time she gets on the tube and one time she doesn't get off the tube, and the plot like splits into her parallel lives of what would happen if she did get on the tube. Those are the sliding doors.
Yeah.
One time she does get on the tube, one time she doesn't get off the tube, and her life goes in completely different ways. But the same people kind of show up in her life, and it's almost like this fate thing.
Yeah.
Basically, one time she makes it back home because she gets on the tube and she finds that her boyfriend was cheating on her, and one time she doesn't find that out because she never makes it on the tube.
Oh, that gives me shivers.
It's kind of this idea that it is kind of the butterfly effect, that one tiny thing like missing one tube shapes her entire life. I think she ends up dying in one of them. She goes to hospital, like whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
But don't know what the point of that was.
But it's true. It's that scary feeling. It's like kind of like, I love the idea of you meet that, you know, if people are meant to be in your life, they'll come to your life anyway.
That's what I love, that they'll find their way in.
That's kind of my thing of soulmates. Yeah, it's like we would have connected in any lifetime. That's my thing.
That gets rid of fear. Like whether I kind of, I love to believe it, but it's like whether I actually believe in anything is still up for grabs.
Yeah.
I do love to think of that because it gets rid of the fear. It's like, so it's not that, oh my God, I need to scrap all this together. It's like, no, everything will happen according to plan. It's relinquish all control and trust the timing of life. It will come.
Yeah, trust the timing of life. It's completely true. And also then simultaneously though, if you're feeling anxious and you're feeling stressed about not knowing where you're going, totally valid.
Oh my God, that's the experience. That is it.
Goes without saying.
I'm trying to do a thing with like negative emotions at the moment, of like anxiety, fear, and all of these things.
Mm-mm.
Where I kind of say to myself, like, these feelings are how you know you're alive.
Mm.
Like, what a privilege to be alive and experiencing
sadness,
kind of fear, mm-hmm. disappointment, or anxiety, or any of these things. It's like, they're not pleasant, but they're proof that I'm here and that I'm alive. Yeah. It's like, that is actually quite a lucky thing to even be feeling it. It makes it almost like a bit of a ride. It's like, yeah. Oh my God, right now I'm experiencing anxiety rather than I have anxiety, I'm an anxious person. It's like, no, mm-hmm. right now I'm like feeling a very fucking universal feeling that my great, 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 great grandmother also felt. And it's how we know that we're alive.
Yeah. It's so true. And it's kind of, it's literally that. It's part of the experience.
Mm.
It's just part of the ride.
It's a scary bit of the movie. It's a scary bit of the roller coaster.
I remember us really being like, you know, all of this, it could go wrong. It could be this, it could be that. You could feel this way, you could feel that way. It might be unpleasant. And then that's it. It's just a bit unpleasant.
It's unpleasant.
And then you keep going. And you turn up tomorrow, you do it all over again. So stunning.
That's what Andy from Headspace.
Oh, good old Andy.
I don't know if he still does this, but one of the things that like used to be a thing in the Headspace meditations before I decided that the app was too expensive was...
Can't put a price on mental health, or can you?
You can put a price when it's £80 a year. Are you joking, Andy?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Well, that's what it was back in the day. It's probably loads more now.
He's laughing all the way to the bank, yeah.
Honestly, back to the monastery.
No wonder he feels so good.
Yeah, literally. Easy for some, Andy.
He's rolling around in his money. Easy for him to say. Yeah.
But he would be like a naming technique in meditation. That's like, so now I'm feeling stress. That is unpleasant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a thought. That it was a pleasant thought. Like, rather than being like good or bad, it's like pleasant or unpleasant. And it's so much nicer. It's like, yeah, that was unpleasant. I've been through other unpleasant things. It doesn't mean you're bad. It doesn't mean you're doomed.
Yeah. Takes away the power and it just makes it an experience.
Yeah. And it separates you from the emotion, which I think is the crucial thing.
Mm.
The illusion that you are anxiety or that you are happiness is, it's literally an illusion. It's so damaging.
Sorry, you saying about Andy really reminded me of my therapist. Remember when I was like, I'm homeless, I've got nowhere to live, blah blah blah, and she told me that she was a millionaire, and I was like, fucking hell, Nora, like, guess a tenner, like, did you not just hear me? Yeah, like,
literally
lend me 20 quid, like, come on babe, what the hell
are you rubbing that in?
Yeah, having a laugh. Did you not hear a word I just said?
But we kind of use Wings therapist is a bit of a pip, as Lucy Sheridan would say.
Oh, absolutely.
I've never had even a conversation with her.
With this woman.
But she is my role model.
She knows an awful lot about you, yeah.
Because she said that she, what, had a baby in a garage and now she's a millionaire. And I thought, that's not a bad trajectory, is it?
Yeah, she's from Colombia and she... Oh, maybe it's wrong for me to be talking about her, I don't know. But again, it's with love, Laura. It's With love, like, with peace and love, I say this. But yeah, proof it's possible, hey? What time are we on? Are we done here?
52. I think we might be done in 3 takes.
Oh, that's not bad, is it? It turns out it's like the worst episode ever.
Everyone was like, what was that whole bit about, like, the bus and, like, murders? Like,
yeah, we've been on a journey.
It's been a deep, dark episode. I've really enjoyed it, though, because we've recorded this without having cameras in our face, which, I mean, Wing is lying down. I'm kind of, all my curtains are shut. I'm like a little gremlin in the dark. I think it's just, I'm really liking this whole vibe.
Well, it's stunning. Let's do it. You know what? Do it again next week. How do you feel about that?
Should we do it next week?
See you next week.
And what about the week after?
Yeah, I'm down.
Are you free in like 45 weeks' time to do the same thing again?
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
Goes without saying.
Can't wait.
Well, thank you. Honestly, should we just take a moment actually to just thank everybody?
Let's all hold hands again. Metaphorically, we're holding hands with everyone around the globe.
We are fucking cunts. Truly, thank you. I guess that's really all that has to be said.
Thank you so much for lending us your ears for a mere 50 minutes or something.
If you are feeling bad,
same.
Honestly, same.
If you're feeling bad, same.
And you know what? The good thing is about feeling bad, there's always tomorrow. Might be a bit better and it might be worse, but either way, I'll see you there.
The good thing about feeling bad is you've got to do it all over again tomorrow. But yeah, well, thank you so much. And I guess if you don't, oh my God, come into our Discord. I think that's maybe what we'll say. Come into our Discord.
Absolutely. Yeah, come to the Discord, come to the Instagram. But also, like, sorry, I'm still on the thank you. Just having a thought about how when we first had this convo, we were in that good old library at uni.
Yeah.
Had no idea what we were saying. Again, still, all that time has passed. We still don't know what we're saying. But now there's loads more people in the convo. That just feels really nice.
There's loads more people that we're misleading. We were just misleading us and our 2 followers at the time, but now there's all of you guys that are being led astray.
Ourselves. We were just deluded in ourselves.
Well, if you don't hear from us,
assume the worst.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.